100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. Let's hear some stories. We got stories on the topic of, what was the topic? Drop by Charlie, Jeffrey, Muncie, Lizzie, Richard, Tom found his microphone again, Serendipity, Tura, Marv is back, cool, and Planet Z. Whole bunch of stories. I hope you enjoy them. We're running out of year. We're running out of 2015. We'll be heading into the big 2016. Not sure what that means because, you know, we just keep going. It's one a day, not one a year, one a century, one a millennium. Man, that would be a boring podcast. you want to hear the stories? Okay, let's start off with Charlie.
He dropped a hip-hop record a few days ago. His group, Fake SCP, were big in the valley. Do W-A-D-D-Bop decompressed and put down some lines. Rapping tighter than a Christmas present. When they had you in their stomach when they were pregnant. Never had forgiveness, you better stay distant, cause I'm all about my business. You diss me, yet my rep is listed for Christmas. Do W-A had a learning disability. The lyrics, continued. Rolling up blunts of the Christmas kush, so pussy go back home or go to school. This is the end of my fucking song. Shit. Second. A single drop was sufficient. Four drops under the tongue, 30 in the caister, and a drop each in the eye. Usually it's a bottle of cough syrup and a half pint of slow gin, and we're ready to party. The rest of the co-eds poured the full bottles of cough syrup in each other's behind, and they were ready to boogie. Three of them called their parents and said they were staying overnight at a friend's house. Five went home and then slid out their bedroom window to return to the Christmas party. Only two OD on horse tranks. Third. The backdrop for the annual family photo was Essie Oberloquin's patio. She was a landscape artist and her patio was the cat's ass. It had two water accents, a large fire pit, and benches made from rare woods and bamboo. My wife stood behind me, and the kids sat at my feet. This was the pose we always took for family portraits. The wife took the subservient role, and the kids looked up at me as their savior and protector. Essie teased me for arranging the family in this way, so I stuck three fingers in all the hors d'oeuvres.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 504 on the topic of drop. My first story is called Rain Man. The drought had continued so long, the townspeople couldn't remember the last good rain. In desperation, the mayor hired a rain man. He arrived in traditional American Indian garb and shouted incantations at the sky as he danced. I was as skeptical as anyone. When I felt wetness hit my face, I couldn't believe it. He had created rain. I wiped away those first drops, only to find my hand orange and sticky. Odd. I tasted the next drop. It was raining orange crush. Even though we knew this would end as a sticky mess, we were so happy we even paid the Indian a bonus. No one saw his assistant disconnect the huge sprayers on the outskirts of town and drive away in a Pepsi truck. And my second story is called Tech Support. Good morning, Dropbox Helpline. How may I assist you? I installed your product, BoxDrop, just the way my friend told me to. Well, that's good, ma'am. By the way, it's Dropbox. What seems to be the problem? I gave BoxDrop all my files, just the way my friend said, moved them to the BoxDrop folder, and then they were gone. It's Dropbox, ma'am. Gone, you say? Let's try to figure out what happened. Now I get email telling me I need to pay if I want my files back. You people are crooks. I understand you're upset, but let me assure you, Dropbox is a reputable company. Why do you keep saying Dropbox? The confusion is understandable. People sometimes reverse the names, but we're Dropbox, not Box Drop. Nope. BOXDROP.RU. You don't even know the name of your own product. I can only imagine that actual tech support people get actual comments like that, which is one reason why I'm glad I've never worked tech support. I don't have the patience for it. At any rate, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with some New Year's resolutions.
Greetings, Moose. From Munzee, here with another story he's squirreled away for the winter. Get it? Because it is winter, and you're a moose, and I'm a squirrel? Well, you gotta at least find it funnier than last week's You Can't Do That on Television riff. On Subscription Boxes by Christopher Monroe. I want a subscription box that every month sends me a box from another different subscription box service. The box will arrive, and I won't know until I open it what I'm receiving. One month could be beef jerky, the next X-Men merchandise. There'd be no way of predicting. The contents, after all, aren't why I enjoy subscription boxes. It's the surprise, the anticipation as I tear open my monthly treat. And, without any clue what's in the box, it'd be all the more surprising. That said, knowing my luck, my first box would wind up containing Gwyneth Paltrow's head. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Another story done, Moose. And I think you'll agree that of all the stories I've ever written, this was far and away one of them.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He dropped the letter in the mailbox and glanced one last time at her window. It had taken him several days to write that letter, many hours of writing and rewriting, and so many sleepless nights that he had lost count. As he walked away from his life, he wondered if she would notice the tears on it. When she opened the envelope, she saw a piece of paper inside with nothing written on it. She turned it over a few times and shrugged. She was going to throw it in the garbage, but instead gave it to the cat. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard here, and here is a story for you on the topic of drop. It's called Drop Zone. As we neared the drop zone, the atmosphere grew tense. You could see the foreboding growing in the faces of those around you. Smiles faded, jaws clenched, voices were stilled, whilst knuckles grew white as hands gripped the edges of seats. It was always the same. No matter how many times you endured it, you never found it easy, and that old familiar feeling would creep back time after time. A collective drawing of breath signalled the first glimpse of the drop zone. It would be very soon now. With a grinding of gears and a final shudder, the bus came to a halt, and we disembarked. The first day of a new school term. And there you go. That's my story for this week. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got kind of two stories tonight. The first, justifiable. The targeting staff at Pacific Fleet compiled a selection of easily recognizable landmarks to direct the bombardiers to the drop site, weather permitting. Since the primary site was wrapped in clouds, the crew's bombardier opened the envelope marked secondary. When his scope matched the photo in front of him, Commander Ashworth released Fat Boy. It was not known at the time that the landmark that was used to target the city was the Urakami Cathedral. All attended the mass were dispatched to meet their maker. This was the last time an atomic weapon was dropped on practicing Christians. And there you have it. The second story is from last week. Somehow, it got eaten by the spam filter. So here goes. wrapped up with a bow. "What's in the box?" asked Laura. Frankie replied, "Stuff." "Ooh," said Laura, "I want to see." "Nope, you gotta wait. I want to see it now." "Not a chance. We open the box on Hogfather's Day, just as the sun rises." "That sucks. Get over it." Frankie placed the package under the yum-yum tree. "Mom! Frankie won't let me open the box." Much to Frankie's horror, Mom put the box in Laura's hands and smiled. She tore it open to find a lump of coal. "Should have waited," said Frankie, until she clocked him in the forehead with it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. A drop in the ocean. So inconsequential and unimportant, it scarcely matters. In the wider scale of things, insignificance is for all practical purposes, nothing. Nothing at all. You are my drop in the ocean. But to somebody, you are far more. You are their world. Their life. You are their everything. Or so they told you. But we'll see about that. Because, if they won't pay up to set you free, I'm going to cut that rope with this knife, and you will drop into the cold, dark ocean depths below. And never be seen again.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, drop. There was a man who refused to pay taxes. He was not poor and did not dispute the amount. He said only that he recognized no authority to make these exactions. So perplexed was the magistrate that he referred the case to his superior, and thus it came before General Wei. General Wei said, "The monsoon begins with a single drop. Thus may the meanest of men foretell the destruction of empires." Then he had all involved with the case executed, and instructed the tax officials to act henceforth with high-handedness, to draw the anger of subjects upon themselves alone.
Hello again, it's Marv from Babbling Loudly with this week's challenge of drop. It's also a continuation from last week's challenge. I hope you enjoy.
"Drop that lid, you little twit,"
Santa shouted, coming up behind and grabbing Marcus the elf. Marcus jumped up and turned to face Santa as the box flew from his lap.
"Well, little fellow," Santa began, "your little prank isn't going to have the effect you were planning on."
As Santa pulled out the Colt Python, aiming at the elf, and then he cocked the hammer.
"Now, Santa,"
Mrs. Claus blushingly interjected.
"After all, it was only a teeny-weeny little joke."
Santa roared.
"Well, little fellow, I guess you're going for a sleigh ride on Christmas Eve instead."
Thanks for listening, and I'm going to try to continue this with the following week.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 504 with a prompt of drop. My recording booth collapsed, so this probably sounds as terrible as anything I've ever done. Anyway, here's my story. Henry was tired of the rest of the pigeons. They were stupid and boring and happy to sit on the rooftop all day. Adventure to this crowd was startling and flying to the next house when someone opened a door below. They all looked at him, cross-eyed, when Henry suggested they drop bird bombs on the local cats sneaking through the bushes. There had to be more to life than being a nondescript, cookie-cutter copy, one of a million other pigeon. "Forget them. I'll be a red-tailed hawk," he said, and made the sky his limit. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I used to love wonton soup, but it got boring quickly. So I try all the other soups at the Chinese restaurant. Egg drop soup, hot and sour soup, spicy vegetable soup. And they were all great. But over the years, I've developed an allergy to eggs. An egg drop soup is like a shotgun blast to my colon. And I can't eat much in the way of spicy foods, either. Which rules out the hot and sour soup and the spicy vegetable soup. So I'm back to plain, old, boring wonton soup. And smoking weed to make it interesting.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of drop. The next weekly challenge is New Year's resolutions. See how you turn that into a story. Or two. Or 12. What's so magical about the word 12, anyway? Maybe we should have that as a... Have we already had that as a topic? God. Just hard to remember. I don't even look them up anymore. If something sounds good and we've done it 20 times, you know, what's so magical about the word 20? One a day until the day I die.com. Then... it's your problem. All the networks, all the this, all the that, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all before. What the hell am I talking for? How about I just wrap this thing up? Thank you all for being a part of this weekly challenge. I hope that you found some meaning to it, some opportunity, and do what you will with it. Oh, and always... keep it brief.